Shir tonight is dedicated to Nishma Shmuel Yosef Mordechai and Temesara Bas Hillel. And here it says for the beginning of Nisan, may the Neshamas have an Aliyah. We are going to be going, you know, technically tonight is the 3rd of Nisan, and this week's Amud is technically Chaf Hei. So this week's blot is officially Chaf Hei. We're going to be focusing mostly on Daf Chaf Dal and the Beis, a small little sugya on the bottom, which does carry its way into Chaf Hei. And in doing so, we're going to address a very important issue called Kedei Sheyasu. The Gemara on the bottom of Chaf Dal and the Beis begins with the following, Amar Rav Papa Hilchasa. The halacha is the following, Nachri Shehevi Daro Yisrael B'Yom Tov, a guy who brings a present to a Jew on Yontif. Present, let's assume it's talking about a food present. And the Gemara says the following, Im yesh miyosu hamin b'mechubar aser. If the guy has a similar item that's attached to the tree, so then you're not allowed to go ahead and eat it. For example, let's say the guy wants to give you some cherries. He's got a nice cherry tree in his backyard. Maybe he's a descendant of George Washington. He's got a cherry tree in his backyard. So you can't use those cherries on Yontif, but not only can't use the cherries on Yontif, but the Gemara also says, "Ula'erav nami asur in bichdei shiyasu." Even at night, the following night, they're also asur in the amount that's called kedei shiyasu. Kedei shiyasu is loosely translated the amount of time it takes to perform that malacha. So, for example, if it takes an hour to do that malacha, it's going to be asur for an hour. Something, let's say, was cooking. Let's say, for example, aside from the bishul nach or the bishul akum aspect, which we don't want to get into. Let's just assume it was cooking, and the thing cooked for 25 minutes, and then be yosher for 25 minutes. That's what Kedei Sheyasu is. The Gemara continues, just so we can be Yotzi Zayin and get onto the top of Chaf Hei. The main may also hamin b'mechubar. If the goy does not have a similar item that's attached to the ground. So the Gemara makes the following clarification. Toch ha-tchum mutter. If it was within the tchum yontif, the tchum shab, it's going to be mutter. Tochutz ha-tchum oser. And if it's outside the tchum, it's going to be osur. V'habah b'shvil Yisrael zeh, mutar liYisrael acher. And if you give for one Jew, if a guy brings for one Jew, another Jew can go ahead and have it. The question is, why do we apply the concept of Kedei Sheyasu over here? And with this, we're going to see a very fundamental machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos, and we hope to develop the sheet of Rashi and Tosfos as we get along through this chabur. Rashi's actual shita, even though the Rashi itself, Dibur HaMaschol, La'erev Asur and Bechdei Sheyasu, is 23 lines, a couple of quotes from other Rishonim, which is not so characteristic of regular Rashis. Nonetheless, the actual sheet of Rashi is gleaned out from the first five lines, and you actually don't have to glean it. Rashi says it straight out. The reason why we have Kedei Sheyasu, Zot Rashi, Kedei Shelo Yahana Mimeleches Yontif, so a person does not get benefit from Malacha that was done on Yontif. Okay. So on the spot, sounds like basically a punitive measure, meaning Malacha was done to this item on Yontif, and therefore in order that you don't get benefit from the Malacha that was done to that item, therefore you have to wait, you can't use it on that day, and as a kenas, we go ahead and add on that extra time, just to remind you not to get benefit from things that were done on Yontif. Tosfos sees this Rashi and comes up with a very strong question. I'm going to take the idea that Tosfos brings up, and I'm going to take the case that Tosfos brings up from Gemara and Chulin and some Chulin in one place, and also appears in Ksuvos, also appears in Bava Kamma. It's the famous question, the famous sugya of Maisa Shabbos. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to take the kasha that Tosfos asks, and I'm going to use the paraphrase that the Mechaber brings it down in Simin Shin Yud Ches, Sif Aleph. That's what I'm going to bring down, the question that Tosfos asks on Rashi. The Mechaber discusses a case where somebody was over the Mechal Shabbos, and he cooked. So what happens? What's the halacha? So Zok the Mechaber, Hamavashel b'Shabbos, somebody who cooks on Shabbos. And the Ramai adds on, we should also achas b'shar malachos, meaning Lav Davka being Bishul, but any other of the Lamates Malachos that we go ahead and have over there, Now, incidentally, the Bere Halacha says that it's going to make a chiluk between Hotzah, which doesn't involve a change in the composition of the quality of the item, versus any other Lamates Malachos. But notwithstanding, the Mechaber says b'mezit osur lo li'olam. If the guy was Mechal on Shabbos, he was the Bishul, if he cooked on Shabbos, b'mezit, he knew it was Shabbos, he did it anyway. So then, he's never allowed to eat this food. U'lacherem mutar l'motzei Shabbos miyad. The person's allowed to eat it immediately afterwards. U'l v'shogeg. Let's say a person cooked b'shogeg. Osur bo bayom, gam l'acherem. Nobody can use it on Shabbos, but u'la'erev mutar lo miyad. But Motzei Shabbos, it's mutter immediately. What do we see? We don't see this concept of Kadesh Yasu. It comes Tosos, and Tosos is bothered by it. I don't understand the following concept. On one hand, if you're going to say the reason is Shalo Yahana in Meleches Yom Tov, or if you want to say Shalo Yahana in Meleches Shabbos, it's a similar type of idea. I'm going to say the problem is it's a punitive consequence brought on by the fact that you were Mechalel, or that Malacha was done on Shabbos, or Malacha was done on Yom Tov, respectively. So if that's the case, what about over here? Mevashel b'Shabbos, why don't we say the idea of Kadesh Yasu as well? So that's the kasha that Tosfos asks on Rashi, and it leaves Tosfos to come for a different shita. But before we get into Tosfos' shita, let's just look for a defense of Rashi. We don't have to look that far. The Rush already addresses that. And the Rush basically tells us something that, while we didn't point out, it is of truth, and that is that, first of all, Kadesh Yasa is number one in Issur D'Rabban. Number two, we have a number concept. And what's the concept? The concept is that when the Chachamim made Gzeira, the Chachamim made Gzeira in a situation that's Milsa de Shchiach. In a situation that's Milsa de Lo Shchiach is not so common, so then the Chachamim didn't make such Gzeira. So let me read you the words of the Rush, and then we'll explain it right afterwards. V'yishliyashi of Perish Rashi, that you can answer up the explanation of Rashi, the Yoser hechmiru b'yovi kochavim sha'asal etzarech Yisrael, mima sha'asa Yisrael b'shogeg, that are chachamim more stringent in the situation where a guy did malacha for a Jew, more than if a Jew himself did it b'shogeg accidentally. And the reason is, demil sedelo shchicha lo gazru, because our Chachamim were not goes there in a situation that's not so common. Right? That the whole idea is that what? Gzera was made because you shouldn't get benefit for stuff that's done on Yantiv. So in a situation where a guy is doing malacha for a Jew, okay, that's a little bit more shchiach. In a situation where a Jew is doing malacha for another Jew, shogeg, that's not so shchiach. In a situation like that, the Chachamim weren't goes there. Okay, so that is the Yishuv of Perish Rashi. One last summary. Rashi is coming up with the idea that the prohibition of Kadesh Yasu, or the din of Kadesh Yasu, was stuck in by the Chachamim as a punitive measure for the fact that Malacha was done on Shabbos and that a person should not get benefit from an item in which Malacha was done from. Let's go ahead and look at what Toso says. And I'm just going to quote in the middle of Tosos and Daf Chavdal Mabeis Dibra Masul La'erev. Tosos says the following: El Hatam. The reason is Shema Yomer LeNachri Lech Falaket. We're afraid that a person might come to a non-Jew and say, "Hey, go ahead and gather more. If I'm allowed to eat it right away, I might be tempted to do this. But if I have this deterrent that I can't benefit from it right away, it's not going to work." So you see that it's not something of a punitive measure. It's more of a preventive measure. It's a proactive way to stop this type of an idea from happening. We see the same concept by Amir al-Akum. So what it really sounds like is, Mandiyas Daiti, is that Tosus is saying the whole concept of Kadesh Yasu is a preventative measure so that a non-Jew won't be asked to do malacha for you. Now, do we have any? Now, so let's go back for a second. So what about the case of Bishul? So then why wouldn't we say the case of Bishul? So then by Tosos, why would we not say Kadesh Yasu over there? So that works out very well. In fact, the Be'er Heitev points out in Shulchan Aruch on the spot over there, we're not choshesh that you're going to ask a Jew. Why? Because who's going to tell you to go to a Jew and ask a Jew to malacha for your own Shabbos. On the other hand, it's very possible to ask a goy. Much less hesitant to ask a goy than to ask a Jew. Incidentally, this halacha comes up in another context, which in our part of the world is already beginning to take root, even more after Pesach, through the summer months. And that is the concept of when shuls daven early on Erev Shabbos and they make what we call early Shabbos. So let's examine a situation where it's a case of early Shabbos and a person made early Shabbos, Reuven made early Shabbos, and then he realized he forgot to turn on a light or forgot to turn on his air conditioner. And he sees Shimon walking to shul. So I actually remember a mice that happened to us. We were living in the Heights, Washington Heights, good old Heights. We had just been married, a little bit less than a year, I believe. And it was the summertime. We had made early Shabbos, and we had forgotten, I guess, to turn on the air conditioner. And what happened is, being in the Heights, right across from the Beis Medrash, we kind of took things for granted that when you had a shayla, it was very easy to find out an answer. So I quickly went across to find somebody, and who did I see going to shul? I saw my Rebbe, Rav Yitzchak Kohn Shlita, walking to shul. So I went over and stopped him. So now I'm under Rav Kohn, go tell me that I'm allowed to go ahead and have somebody do it for me. He did even more. He said, I want to go ahead and do it for you. In fact, it's better to ask a Jew than to ask a guy. And Rav Kohn in Darko Bakodesh, the Hislavus and the Bren, quickly went ahead and did an act of chesed for us before Shabbos. Now, why do we say like this? It's for the same reason. The whole isser of Amir La'akum is that what? We don't want to go, or one of the reasons is because we don't want to go tell a guy to do something for us because we're afraid he's going to keep doing for us every time on Shabbos. When are you going to ask a Jewish person to do malacha for you? Never. So for that reason, that's why it's mutter in that situation, it's preferable in that situation, when one Jew is mekabel Shabbos and another Jew hasn't, then malacha needs to be done. Better to ask a Jew who has not been mekabel Shabbos yet than to ask a guy. Anyways, let's get back to this machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi is saying the Isser of Kadesh Yasu comes about because of Shelo Yanim Melechas Yantiv. Versus Tosfos saying, Shema Yomar Lenachri Lech V'Lakeit, could we have any nafkaminas? We'll bring up two. Nafkamina one is, what happens on Yom Tov Sheni? What do I mean? We have B'Shah Habal, Inu L'Tov, Pesach coming up. Bezos Hashem in less than 2 weeks. And this year, the diaspora, Pesach is on the days of Tuesday and Wednesday. So let's talk about our situation. The person comes, a guy brings you food on Tuesday afternoon. And so the Gemara says you can't use it Tuesday afternoon. But the question is, what about using it Wednesday night with Kadesh Yasu? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Shelo Yanam Melechas Yontif. But what do we do to get away from the Hanar? The Hanar is taken away by Kadesh Yasu. So in that case, it's not going to be a problem. And why is that? Because let's think about the reason why we're keeping Yom Tov Sheni. As we apply this oral throughout the beginning of the Masechta, we're going to apply it the same also. We're going to put in the famous Manav Shach. And what's the Manav Shach? The Manav Shach goes like this, and we're going to use the, and put things in context, we're going to use Pesach on Tuesday and Wednesday. And we could say like this. Why could you eat it Tuesday night? So either way you look at it. If Tuesday was really Yontif, and Tuesday night's Motzei Yontif, and you wait till Kadesh Yasu, and it's totally mutter. And if really Tuesday night is the Yontif, and Wednesday is the Yontif, so then okay, we'll wait Kadesh Yasu for an insurance reason, but Lamaisa, at the end of the day, what happens? He picked it for you on what we might really be Erev Yontif. And in that case, either way you look at it, on the second night it's going to be mutter. According to Tosos, though, the second night is still worried about, we still has a din of Kedusha. And just like we have a concept of Amir La'akum on Yom Tov Rishon, we have a concept of Amir La'akum on Yom Tov Sheni too. So therefore, it wouldn't help. One more nafkamina. This nafkamina actually sheds a little bit more light into the sheet of Rashi. And that is, according to Rashi, what happens, sorry, the case is, what about somebody else getting benefit from this malacha? So, the way Rashi formulates it again, Shelo ye'ana mimaleches Shabbos. Your person shouldn't get any hana from the work that was done on Shabbos. Goes to say that, in this situation, even another Jew would not be able to get Hanah from it. Because it's almost as if there's like an Isser Cheftza going on the item, according to Rashi. And it's that this item is now officially Usser. However, comes, according to Tosfos, what does Tosfos say? Tosfos will say that again. The whole issue is me telling a non-Jew to, I don't want to get into the habit of telling a non-Jew. Well, non-Jew does something for me, somebody else isn't necessarily going to get into the habit of asking that non-Jew to do something for me so he could have the malacha. So since that other Jew was not involved in the whole process, it's not going to take into effect. Because really, intrinsically, Tosfos is going to say that the Isser of Kadesh Yasu is not like Rashi, where it's an Isser Cheftza, but actually, it's more of a preventative Isser Gavra. Kotov.